doing an assessment over and over and over and over again, doing listening groups over and over and over again, is a way for you to hide.
Welcome to Culture Coach, a podcast with me, Nikki Lerner, helping you to engage in a proactive movement towards unity and understanding as it relates to culture and come from. Thanks for joining me today. You ready to go? Let's get started. Hey, thanks again so much for listening. You know, I wanted to create a space each week where you and I can learn about different cultures and come froms in a safe, non-threatening, non-embarrassing environment. I hope you enjoy this podcast. For more creative resources and ideas, you can engage with me at NikkiLerner.com.
Hello, 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 hello. Greetings to you all from Berkeley, California. The audio sounds a little bit different today because I'm on travel this week. Gosh, I love the West Coast. I mean, whether it's California or Oregon, I've been to Washington State. But man, it is just glorious out here. So any of you that live on the West Coast or live in California, God bless you. Because it's amazing out here. I love the weather. It's just been awesome. I'm out here for an event, a creative event, and it has just been glorious. So I'm leaving tomorrow. Sometime to head back to Maryland. So I hope y'all are doing well today. There's been this topic on my head and in my heart for a bit now. You know, if you don't know, I am a professional culture coach, and so I work with people every day. I work with CEOs and presidents. I work with senior teams. I work with owners of organizations and businesses. During the time that I've been doing this, I've learned so much and gained so much about where people are and what are the things that they struggle with in their organizations and what are the things that make them successful. What are the things that is easy for them to learn? What are the things that are hard for them to learn? And one of the things I love about working with so many different clients and so many different people is that, you know, no one person or one leader or one business is the same. And it's actually the place where we begin when I work with people in my culture coaching practice, is to begin with uniquely what do they want to do and what are their unique challenges. And I love that. I love that people, leaders, are so unique. But there are some things about leaders, some characteristics that are very much the same. And there are some things that I see no matter what kind of leader I'm dealing with or what type of organization or business I'm dealing with. There are some things that remain the same. And one of those things I'm going to talk to you about today, and that is the need to keep doing cultural assessments. Let me say that again. The need to keep doing cultural assessments. I'm going to encourage you in this episode to stop doing cultural assessments for a while. And let me tell you why. Because when you hear that, you may even receive that in a very skeptical way. most of the leaders that I work with love assessments, like love them. love to analyze, love to get data, love to, you know, find out how's the organization doing? Well, you know, what do we want to change? Well, let's do an assessment. Let me talk to you a bit from a macro level about assessments, okay? If you work for an organization at all or you lead that organization, you already know probably how these assessments usually go. Most of them these days are online, and most of them are anonymous from your staff, your employees. And, you know, most organizations do them every year. Really just to find out, you know, how is the business doing? How's the organization doing? What are the needs of people there? And most leaders are so used to doing these digital online assessments for the reason of capturing data. You know, what is going on in the organization that needs to be addressed? And leaders can be such in the rhythm of doing these assessments organization-wide every single year that when it comes to beginning their culture work and they decide that they want to do a cultural assessment, they take all of the knowledge and the learnings and the framework that they've been doing from just regular old assessments for the organization and start to do the cultural assessment the very same way. And I want to tell you why that can potentially be a very large problem. You cannot treat cultural assessments the same way that you treat just your yearly assessment. Now, I'm talking about an assessment, one of these digital assessments online. I'm also going to throw in there cultural listening groups. I'm going to throw in there focus groups. Any vehicle that you might use to try to get information about the cultural goings on in your organization. You cannot treat them the same as yearly assessments that you do. And here's why. Usually, leaders want to do a cultural assessment or a cultural listening group when there has been an event that has happened, whether that be in the country, whether that be in the workplace. Leaders want to know what people think. I saw this a lot right after the events of 2020, particularly after the death and murder of George Floyd. So many organizations were calling me and calling colleagues and saying, can you run these listening groups? Can you run these assessments? Because we want to know what people think. Now, here's the problem that's been created. Because on the surface, you're thinking, well, of course people would want to tell you what they think, right? But in so many organizations, if historically that organization has been run by a group of monocultural leaders or particularly a majority culture leader, what that leader may not always know is that, or not know, but be aware of, is that the people in your organization that you are asking to give you information about how they feel or whatever it is, this is probably not the first time that they've had to do this over the course of their life. This is probably instance number 25 or 45 or whatever it is. They are so used to being asked about their opinions or their come-froms or whatever it is. They're so used to this that it can be really tiring. And so for you as a leader, you have to know that when you ask, this is not the first time And that when you ask, you have to know that most people are bringing all of those other experiences into this current one with them. And they're trying to figure out, do I want to tell these leaders again what I think and what I feel? Here's part of the problem. All right, here's part of the problem. Why am I saying stop doing cultural assessments? Okay, three things I want to talk to you about. Number one is that when you do a cultural assessment, most leaders make no promises. They don't communicate about what they're actually going to do with the information that they have gathered. And so what happens is they do these cultural assessments with no promises and no intentions. And so then the people that are giving you the information don't know what you're going to do with it. And most leaders, if we're honest, we don't even know what we're going to do with it. And so this is a big problem. Why is this such a big problem? Because now the information is just kind of hanging out there. You've done all this assessment. And so many leaders do assessments just so that they can say they did the assessment, if we're honest, right? That there's something concrete, if you will, that actually helped bring about the data. But there are no promises made and no intentions made. So if you're going to do a cultural assessment, you have to make a promise and set the intention and communicate about it. You need to communicate about it to your people. What do you intend to do with the information that you are going to get from them? Here's the second thing. Most people that do cultural assessments, most leaders, they end up doing nothing with the information that they get. They grab it, they get the data, they go over it with a small group of executives. That small group of executives talk about it with one another, and then they start to make decisions about whether or not they're actually going to move on any of it. And I've seen this happen time and time again with cultural assessments. Most leaders, particularly if that leadership team is monocultural, end up doing nothing with the information that they have gathered. And this is a big problem, because think about this, about the next time that a person in your organization, maybe they work for somebody else, or maybe they still work for you when something else terrible happens in the company or in the country. And now you as a leader, you know, 2 years later, want to do another cultural assessment. Think about how that feels on the other end. The less action that you take as a leader based on the data that you receive and the time that people gave you to tell you what they think, the less action that you take, the lesser the likelihood that people are going to continue to share with you what's on their hearts, what's on their minds with regards to culture. So my admonition to you would be to treat cultural assessments with honor. Treat them with honor. People are sharing with you their hearts, their cultural hearts, their ethnic come from, the things that they experience. They are sharing this with you, and you as a leader need to treat this with honor. And let me share with you the third thing. The third reason why you may need to stop doing cultural assessments is that usually what happens, there's a cultural assessment that happens. You know, first of all, there's no promise made, and then leaders gather all this data, and then they don't communicate back to the group or the people that gave them all of this information. I see this every single time. It is a missing piece of the process for most leaders when they are doing cultural assessments. When people give you their information, their time, their hearts about the company, about the organization, you need to communicate back about what you are doing or not doing with the information that they gave you. Because here's the thing, you're going to do some assessments and you're going to get some ideas and some input feedback that's really helpful. And you're going to get some input and feedback that you really don't want to do anything with, and maybe you shouldn't do anything with it, right? But no matter what, you need to communicate back to the people that gave you their time and let them know what are the things that you're taking action on, what pieces of feedback were helpful, what things were not, what are the things that you've decided not to take action on, and let people know. You have to communicate back. These are the three major areas that I see break down all the time with leaders. And I'm telling you, on the positive side, that you need to make a promise and set the intention. You need to treat this assessment with honor, and you need to communicate back. That will make this experience go a lot smoother and earn you, win you some trust as a leader. This is imperative. And this is what I would say. I would say for many of you, you just need to stop doing assessments. Just stop doing a cultural assessment for a year or two. Just stop. Because if you're honest, you keep doing assessments every year and you're not doing anything with what you hear. You're just doing the assessment to appease the people in your organization. And that's not healthy. It's not healthy for you as a leader. It's not healthy for them. You know, if your intention is, well, we want to get to the end of the calendar year, and when we report back to our stakeholders or report back to our board, we want them to know that we did an assessment. Because you can put it on paper, right? You can point to it. You can say, oh, look at all the data we collected. But it doesn't matter. I know it feels tangible in the moment, but I'm telling you that all it is posturing. And for some of you leaders, if you're honest, doing an assessment over and over and over and over again, doing listening groups over and over and over again, is a way for you to hide. It's a way for you to hide from doing the work every single day that needs to be done. The stuff that you can actually do, the stuff that you don't have to talk about with your executive team forever. Don't hide behind assessments. So remember, if you're going to keep doing assessments, cultural assessments in particular, make sure that, again, you make a promise, you set an intention, you treat this with honor, and you communicate back. If not, I'm going to ask you, please, for the love of God, stop doing cultural assessments.
Hey, thanks so much for making the time to listen. If you like the insight today, tell your friends and be part of the newsletter at nikkilerner.com. Remember, it takes that first decision to realize your vision for a more generous, multicultural life. I'll see you next week.